Hello, it's Martin Jarvis here, and I just want to say what a privilege it is to be invited to record this extraordinary book, The Incredible Adventures of Professor Brainstorm, BRAINSTAWM. Professor Brainstorm was created by the remarkable writer Norman Hunter. And the first collection, which I've just completed recording, so you can hear in my voice that having played all these characters, it's just getting to be a little bit croaky, was written in 1933. Norman Hunter was, in fact, a professional conjurer and also an advertising copywriter. And he suddenly had the idea of creating this extraordinary character, the Mad Professor, to really beat all Mad Professors, I think. And these stories are vastly imaginative. And his illustrator, the extraordinary W. Heath Robinson, was able to respond to the mind of Norman Hunter and the professor. And some of the inventions which are in the book, maybe even on this website, you'll see are imagined and developed and illustrated by Heath Robinson. I grew up with the idea of Norman Hunter a little bit in my mind because he published a number of books on magic, and like many boys of aged 9 and 10, I had a collection of conjuring books and Successful Conjuring for Amateurs, which I think must have been published in around 1951 or 52, was a fantastic book with all kinds of secrets of slate magic and cabinet magic, the Chinese linking rings, close-up magic, card magic, and you could imagine that some of the explanations for these tricks was written not necessarily by Norman, but by his alter ego, Professor Brainstorm. And I had no idea that when I was pioneering some of the Jack and Ori stories on BBC television, I'd have the chance to meet Norman Hunter. And I did. I met him and his wife, Sylvia. I think that must have been in the late 60s or early 70s, when a number of the contributors to Jack and Ori were having lunch together. And I was fortunate enough to sit next to Norman, and I was able to tell him how much I'd enjoyed those conjuring trick books of his and how much they had meant to me. I then met him one more time at his invitation for lunch, which was just him and me, and he said an extraordinary thing. He said, "I'm not doing any more conjuring. I'm not doing any more tricks now. Would you like my collection of tricks?" Which was a wonderful thing for him to say. And I actually said, because I don't do conjuring anymore, I don't think I'm the person to accept this. It would be interesting to see some of his tricks and maybe some of the ones that weren't in the book, and I could find out how the Indian moon actually worked and so on. But I didn't think it was fair to take this wonderful collection, so I said he should perhaps find somebody who would carry on the tradition of performing with these amazing magic tricks. So I didn't take them, but I do remember his generosity. And perhaps one thing to say about the stories is that they're not just jolly stories about a mad professor. They are superbly written, and the construction of Hunter's style is amazing, I think. He writes sometimes in quite long sentences, beautifully turned prose, because he's bringing you into the mind of Brainstorm and his great friend Colonel Deadshot. They're a bit like Holmes and Watson in a curious way. They don't live together. Professor Brainstorm has a housekeeper, Mrs. Flittersnoop, who is a bit like the housekeeper, perhaps, in Conan Doyle's stories. And Deadshot lives, a mile or two away. But when they get together, although they're very different from Holmes and Watson, they are this duo with the genius on the one hand and the admirer on the other. And it's a brilliant construction. And I think Norman's love of words comes out so beautifully in the way he constructs his stories. He plays around with words. Gok boom, smack pop boom, twack boom, clack plop boom. These are bombs, but they're bombs that don't hurt anybody. The bullets are catapult bullets. And sometimes in the way he constructs his sentences, you can feel a great love of literature and a love of playing around. Even at the beginning, I think, of the first story, which is called The Professor Invents a Machine, he just has such fun with one word. I think the word is simple. Professor Brainstorm had simple tastes. He wore simple trousers with simple legs. His coat was simply fastened with safety pins because the buttons had simply fallen off. His head was simply bald, and it simply shone like anything whenever the light caught it. What a wonderful picture, and what a wonderful start to a great tradition of stories, because once he'd completed this first collection in 1933, he went on to write maybe 10, 12 other collections over the years. And I think it's great that we're bringing a new listening audience to these stories of great imagination and great comedy. And as Norman, I think, was once quoted as saying when asked, Mr. Hunter, who is Professor Brainstorm? Did you base him on anybody? And I think Norman replied, well, you know, actually, I think Brainstorm is me.